Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike Whitaker's here. Mike's a new friend. He's a founder of Idea Gateway and on the board, founder and on the board of RevTech, a Dallas-based technology accelerator. He's the author of a new book called The Decision Makeover, an intentional approach to living the life you want. He's our new friend, Mike Whitaker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I was telling the audience before you got here that I believe that if you're a business owner, whether you make it or not, is not going to be depend on your products. It's not going to depend on whether you got a lot of capital or no capital. It's going to depend mostly on the decisions you make. What do you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely right, because I think there's you and your decisions compared to the competition and their decisions. That's the chess game, right?
Yeah.
And it's really about your moves versus their moves. And it's never usually first to market. It's never usually the best product. It's the best decision-making on strategy and price and distribution and huge internal decision-making. I've experienced this is the talent I brought on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's a whole treasure chest of decision-making that goes to make your business successful. One of the things I find interesting is people say, I want to grow my business, and their decision-making does not reflect that. And that's my favorite topic when we talk about business.
Mm-hmm. So, well, one of the things that we got to stick in here that's another part of the equation in the last 20 years that wasn't there 25 years ago so much, and that's the customer. I mean, if you talked about the competition, but there's a whole universe of activity going on out there in the customer orbit that you and I don't even get to hang out in, and as the business, as the seller. And so, you know, to me, while I also think that we have to be careful focusing too much on what kind of decisions are our competitors making. Meanwhile, somebody else out there is making decisions based on what the customer is up to. What do you think?
I think that's right, because the customer certainly has sharpened their decision-making, right? I mean, they have tools at their disposal they did not have
that they never had
years
before.
Ago.
Yeah.
That's right. They're searching on their mobile phone right before they make a decision to purchase. And a lot of I tell people in their business, it's more important you get found. It's more important that you are easily accessible and easy to do business with in the channels they can find you. That's one of the huge, biggest decisions we can make. Because the consumer certainly has sharpened decision-making skills and the tools they use, and that puts my sales force at a disadvantage if they use old methods, because being helpful and being full of information when people want it face-to-face, well, they're not shopping when you want to talk to them. They're doing it on their time. And so very much a different game about being found and decision-making about marketing and what your website should accomplish.
That's exactly right.
All that kind of stuff, yeah, huge. So, like I said, there's 100 huge, big decisions you're going to make, decide whether or not you're going to win and achieve your goals in business.
Well, your customers are they're self-qualifying themselves, pre-qualifying you before you even know they exist, and that's where a lot of decisions have to be made. And how do we make sure that we wind up on top or near the top, one of the last people in the last round of decision making? So, but let me ask you this question. What decision-making mistakes do you see?
Well, certainly, if we talk about business or personal?
Business.
Personal. Yeah. So a lot of the times in business, the decision-making we make is based upon what we need to do to feel good. The biggest mistake I find people make is they make decisions. They're not in the mindset that to make the right decision. And that in hiring, I feel a gap, and I find a candidate that's good enough, and I hire them because it feels good to fill it, versus waiting a little longer to find the best talent. Or
So you're talking about patience and discipline, aren't you?
I'm talking about people. I'm an entrepreneur for my whole career. People run in their business for comfort, for a lifestyle business, versus being more aggressive and realizing that the things are more black and white. There is the right decision or it's wrong. It's not just, you know, mediocre decisions don't really belong in our baby. It's our business.
Mm-hmm.
And so my book, what I try to do is take people through a process, whether it's business or personal, because they're personalized. Everyone in it makes good and bad decisions too. I take them through a process of mental discipline of how to know what you're doing is the right thing and how to have confidence and not look back and build regrets. And so if I look at all the businesses I build over time, I'm making the same decision mistakes all the time. It's like all the same ingredients can make a business run and do well, right? So what I find is the biggest mistake people make is they don't realize the importance and the impact each decision makes long-term with their business and long-term in their personal lives. And suddenly it adds up, and over a period of years, like, oh, my, it's not where I wanted to be. So my goal with the book is to change that.
Here's what I think is the biggest mistake people make, and I'd like to see what you think about it. I think the biggest decision-making mistake people make is not making enough decisions, waiting too long, not making a lot of little bitty decisions. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm asked that takeaway question often, and I say, yeah, everyone's got in their business right now a decision you know you need to make. You've been putting it off. You've been dragging your feet, whether that's a decision about adding capital to the business so it can truly grow or getting rid of somebody that just doesn't fit. Or hiring, even though it's uncomfortable on the payroll, hiring a role you know you need. Everyone's got one of those. And I emphasize, we finished the year. Make the decision you know you need to make to start fresh for 2018. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing anyone can do.
Especially the hard ones. But what I found out in my career is that the more little decisions I make, the less of the big, hairy ones that I don't have to make anymore. Because they get broken down. And the little ones are a lot easier to make. And before you know it, I've made 10 little decisions that equal one of those big, ugly ones I didn't want to make.
Well, it's true, especially when you're playing defense. When you're cleaning up things, the small decisions prevent cleanups. They're very good decisions.
Yep.
Those are daily and weekly decisions, from personal habits to communication you know you need to have with people to walking about your business.
Hey, Mike, I need your website, please.
MikeWhitaker.com.
All right, the book is called The Decision Maker. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mike to tell us what the Decision Maker over is, and we're going to break it down and give it to you right after the break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Mike Whitaker and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.